Well, thank the good Lord, summer is just around the corner, and that's why you should check out our friends at MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell is throwing a $25 extravaganza just for the Regular Joe Show's listeners when you go to MyPillow.com/Regular Joe. The MyPillow slide sandals are stylish and comfortable with their 3-tier cushioning system that reduces stress on your feet and joints while being durable enough to last through the summer. These sandals are usually $99, but if you use code Regular Joe, they're on sale for just $25. You can also get one of their 100% cotton and machine washable beach towels for just $25. These beach towels come in a wide variety of colors and designs and would go great with your new slides at the beach, pool, or anywhere you go this summer. So go to MyPillow.com/Regular Joe right now and get your slides and towels before the summer arrives. You can get the best deal on all the MyPillow products by using promo code Regular Joe when you go to MyPillow.com/Regular Joe. Hello there and welcome, Joe Gigante, your Regular Joe, with you on this Thursday, a Freedom Friday Eve, inviting you to be a part of the conversation. As always, you can dial 888-737-1737. Wouldn't they love to know the hotline number? 888-737-1737. You can call or you can text that number. Emails to joe@regjoeshow.com. joe@regjoeshow.com is the way to do it every Monday through Friday. And of course, as I said, we will be having the head. You're going to get ready. We're going to move the headline roundup because the permanent position, I believe, is going to be third hour, bottom of third hour, starting tomorrow with Sheriff Todd Scarbin as our first guesser, celebrity guesser in the new time slot. So you'll have to tune in. See what you think. See if you can beat him. This is going to be his first try, so we're going to have to see how he does. It's not as easy as some of our great guests make it look to try to figure out if it's real or fake news. But we will be doing that tomorrow, as always. And, of course, we'll have some freedom-themed topicality tomorrow, as we normally do. Now, in the great state, or formerly great state, of California. You got to remember, this is the place that brought us Ronald Reagan. You would hardly recognize it at this point. Under the current governor, Gavin Newsom, or Newsom, as Donald Trump has nicknamed him, they're having some serious issues. But it's not just his lack of leadership as governor. It's kind of systemic, going down to even the local leadership, say, I don't know, like the mayor of Los Angeles. Now, it is no secret among the many issues that they are suffering with currently in the state of California is a massive homelessness problem. Now, you have to understand, they make it really easy to be homeless in California. Let's say you're out homeless because you're a drug addict. Not everybody's a drug addict. No, I know. I understand. I'm not saying all homeless people are drug addicts. A lot of homeless people are drug addicts, but I'm not saying every. Or they're alcoholics or they have some substance abuse issue. A lot of them have mental issues. Many suffer from PTSD. Many have hit hard times. I saw the movie Down and Out in Beverly Hills. I know. You don't know that film at all, do you? It was Richard Dreyfuss. I'm turning that. It's been many, many years. It was a very funny film. I'm trying to remember who. I'm blanking on. Who played the homeless guy was Nick Nolte, who kind of looks like a... Ironically, years later when Nick Nolte got busted for whatever it was he was doing at the time and they showed his mugshot, it looked a lot like his character from Down and Out in Beverly Hills. Now, that premise, of course, is you've got Richard Dreyfuss, who's this well-to-do... he lives in Beverly Hills, married to Bette Midler. They're very uptight, wealthy white people, and falls into their life is Nick Nolte's homeless guy, and they take him. It's a comedy. But yet it's the homeless guy that shows them how to really live life. Basically, features Little Richard among other people in the film. It's kind of a funny little film. And it was along the same lines as Pretty Woman, right? The misunderstood prostitute. Here you have the genius homeless guy that's just misunderstood. Now, in modern Los Angeles, you have a lot of bad guys and gals that are out there because they have mental illness. Again, a lot of dependency issues. But don't worry. If you're homeless in the Los Angeles area, they will allow you to shoot up in relative safety, providing you with clean needles and a safe space to do it in. They provide you with meals, all kinds of give-me's, so that living on the street isn't so terrible, at least by Los Angeles standards. Now, they're trying to get these people off the street because, frankly, it's a little bit unsightly. Nobody wants to see that, even though they try to pretend like it's part of the normal way of life. And there's always been homeless people, so why in the world would we even care? Well, enter Mayor Bass. She is out there trying to solve problems creatively. Now, you people, you want to look down your nose at the homeless and do nothing about it. You think the government should solve the problem. Actually, not really. But that's okay. That's the premise we have to go with for this all to make sense. Now, they have been spending an inordinate amount of money on the homeless problem in the Los Angeles area. Estimates are up to $500 million in taxpayer money being spent on a fairly on an annual basis. Let's see. I have the Los Angeles revenue budget. Right now, they collect $847.2 million in business taxes. Sales taxes brings in another $724.2 million. L.A. Tax Fund, the House L.A. Tax Fund, and that was basically where they are taxing people that live in larger homes. They get a extra tax for the luxury of paying for a bigger home. That generated $671.79 million. And then regular old property taxes brings in another $2.64 billion. So they're doing pretty well in terms of what they're collecting, right? But it's not enough. That's the problem. Because with that, and they're spending about $500 million of that to try to get homeless people into some kind of housing, often temporary housing. So she is trying to be a woman of action who solves these issues. And she's come up with a very creative solution. Now, they could just tax you more, and believe me, they will. They absolutely will. That is the liberal way, and I'm sure Karen Bass will think of that as well. But instead, she is calling upon people to be more giving. So in addition to paying all those taxes that I just outlined for you, which are, you know, what, 2.64 plus the rest of this, 1.5, it's about another, altogether about $5 billion in taxes are being collected on the regular basis. That's in Los Angeles. Let's Los Angeles, okay? I want to make sure you understand that. They still don't have enough for the homeless people, so now she's calling upon Angelenans to dig deep and give a little more.
Right now, we're working to move past nightly room rentals, including by master leasing and purchasing motels and hotels and already built permanent housing. Now, we are asking the most fortunate Angelenos to participate in this effort with personal, private sector, and philanthropic funds to help us acquire more properties, lower the cost of capital, and speed up housing.
Okay, so I don't know if... Do you need me to translate? I know it's hard sometimes to understand liberal speak. I have this struggle as well, but having done this for many years, I can translate a lot of this for you. So, and I just did the math. I just wanted to be sure that I had my math correctly because, of course, I was doing it on the fly a moment ago. And I didn't use a math mountain. So I wanted to be sure that I wasn't in any way, shape, or form giving you an incorrect number. Because after all, accuracy is of the greatest consequence here. I said they got about $5 billion in annual taxes through a variety of basically sales tax and a bunch of different property taxes. To be exact, it's $4.883.2 billion. So I don't want to be misquoted because I rounded it up to $5 billion. But out of that nearly $5 billion, They spend $500 million of it on the homeless. Not enough. So after they take nearly $5 billion just off the top, now she wants you to give more. She wants you to voluntarily buy homes for the homeless. I'm sorry. This is the most ridiculous thing. She wants to master lease hotels in apartment complexes. She wants the citizenry. Well, because why? Because you want these people off the street, right? We're already taking $5 billion. It's not enough. We need more of your money. And the way we can solve this problem of the homeless is just to buy them homes. Now, if you're somebody like, I don't know, someone owns a mansion in Los Angeles that's getting hit with the additional 5 to 15% in taxes solely based on the square footage of your home, I'm sure what you're thinking is, can I give you a little bit more of my money? You know what I haven't done today? I haven't bought an apartment for a homeless person. Now, again, from a purely giving point of view, from a Christian worldview, who is somebody that has been blessed mightily, much is expected. And if from a philanthropic point of view, you want to try to solve the homeless problem, by all means, go ahead. But let's understand something. Government and philanthropic don't normally fit in the same sentence in any rational thought. The mayor coming forward after they've already squeezed every last dime out of the citizenry to try to solve a problem that they created through their lax enforcement of laws, repealing of laws, creating programs that encourage homeless people from all over the world to come to Los Angeles because the getting is good there. And then they turn around and say, and how you can help us solve it is we want to start a program, buy a house for the homeless. Now, notice you have great organizations in this world like Tunnels to Towers, where they buy homes for the families that have lost a loved one, first responders, military, pay off the mortgage, or for some people that have been injured in war, homes that serve their purposes. They're even starting villages of homes for veterans that are having difficulty converting back to civilian life, would otherwise be homeless. Now, notice it's completely private. It's not taxpayer subsidized. No way, shape, or form are they creating the problem. They're actually solving the problem. And I want to compare that to what you see with Mayor Karen Bass, who's like, after we've literally soaked you for every penny that we can possibly think of, we still want you to give more because that's going to solve the problem. Now, let me just ask you from a common sense point of view. If you live in a locale, doesn't matter if it's Los Angeles, let's say it's Kansas City, Kansas. Let's say it's Bangor, Maine. I don't know. Pick. I don't care. Pick wherever you want. And you have an issue there where you have more homeless people than you can handle because you've created an entitlement program that's so inviting that homeless people come there just to be homeless. I mean, that's what's your accomplishment, Mayor Bass? We made it a good place to be homeless. All right. So if you already have that entitlement, if you already have that problem because your entitlement program is so inviting, do you think if you now say, show up homeless, we'll give you a free house, do you think that will make more homeless people show up or less homeless people show up? And beyond that, who's going to take care of the maintenance? You know, buying the house is the first step. And generally speaking, when we say buying a house, you and me, people that are not being subsidized by the government, what we actually are doing is buying the house from the bank that has set up our mortgage. And over the next 10, 15, or 30 years, we are living in the home that we are monthly paying off. But in addition to that, we have to pay all the all the different bills that go with it. We have to pay the property tax that goes with it. If something breaks, you have to pay the upkeep. I'm just curious, who's going to take care of all those expenses for the homeless? If an HVAC unit goes out, $5,000 expense roughly on your average home, if you're a homeless person in the home, are you going to even notice, first of all? Second of all, who are you going to call? And third, who's picking up that bill too? Do you go back to the generous Angelenians for that as well?
The Regular Joe Radio Show.